So your name is Brandon Chong. My name is Magda. It's nice to meet you.
Magda?
Magda, yes.
Okay.
So can you tell me a little bit about yourself? I would just like to know about your roots in the community. Were you born in Streamwood? Did you go to school in Streamwood?
I was born in Chicago, and I attended Streamwood High School, graduated in 2005. I was part of that Streamwood Academy program.
Oh, really? I was too.
What year?
I graduated in 2006.
2006?
Yes.
So you took Spanish?
Yes.
With Miss Benz?
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Did you take Spanish or Japanese?
I took Japanese with, like, three different types of teachers.
Oh, yeah.
The
last one, I believe, was Manabe Sensei, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember your name. That's too bad. I thought I knew everybody in that Spanish class.
Oh, well. did you play any sports, or did you were you part of any extracurriculars?
I was with the class council with Ms. Benz for like 3 years. That's about it.
Okay.
I did some other clubs, but it's not worth mentioning.
Okay.
Oh, and I got to
remember Mrs.
Fraley? Yeah, what about Ms. Fraley?
She retired, actually.
Yeah, I heard she retired. We kept in touch for a couple of years, and then we stopped talking. So hopefully she's all right.
Oh, she is. She works part-time at a clothing store, but she's taking care of her mom. And from my understanding, Mr. Vasolo is still there, and Ms. Denz is still there. I think she had a baby, though.
Yeah, I keep in touch with her on Facebook. She has, like, two kids, and her cat just passed away.
Okay. I didn't know about that. I lost touch with a lot of the teachers there. But what inspired you to go into the military?
What was the question?
What inspired you? You're in the Army, right? That's the branch of the military you're in?
Yeah, I'm in the Army, yes. That's correct.
What rank?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
What rank in the Army? Are you a sergeant or?
Oh, first lieutenant.
First lieutenant? Okay.
Yeah, I went to Northern Illinois and went through the ROTC program and commissioned in 2010.
Okay. And what inspired you to go into the Army?
Well, I felt that I wanted to challenge myself. I wasn't exactly the most athletic person around. I wanted to see how far I could go. So I signed up in ROTC, and as the years went on, I still made it through, got commissioned, and I saw myself doing well in the Army, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. What do you like most about it?
I guess you get to see a lot of different things and do different things you don't normally get to do, and there's all kinds of interesting folks to work with, which is always an interesting challenge.
What do you like least about it?
What do I like least about it?
Yes.
I can't complain about it, I guess. There's nothing to complain about.
I thought you were going to say the food.
Oh, no, the food is fine.
Oh, really? Okay. First time I've heard that. So, How long have you been in Kuwait?
We've been in Kuwait since February.
Okay,
this year.
Is this your first time abroad?
Yes.
First time abroad? First time abroad with the Army?
Yes.
How does it feel?
Feel good. I never thought I'd be in Kuwait. You know, back in high school, I thought I'd be a regular person, so this was a surprise. But it's exciting to be in Kuwait, and it's very different. So it's definitely
how is it different?
Learning moment. Well, the environment's very different. Never thought it'd be in a desert. The culture in Kuwait's different. They have a different work ethic than us.
What is
and,
their work ethic?
Kuwait?
Yeah. What is their work ethic compared to the U.S.?
I don't think I can talk about that one. It's just, it's different.
Okay.
They work different days and they hire people. And it's very hot.
Do you see a lot of camels? You're in a desert. I just have to ask. Do you see a lot of camels?
I do see camels, but they're not wild camels. Like I assumed, you know, from movies, they're actually like herded from, in a sense. They have the shepherds and they do take care of the camels. They take them care of them very well.
Do you know how long you'll be in Kuwait, or can you not talk about that? How long will
it's
you
just
be?
Just a 9-month tour.
9 months tour?
Yes.
Okay. How did your family feel when you told them you were going to Kuwait? Hello?
How did my family feel when I went?
Yes.
Told them I'm
what
going to Kuwait? I guess they're just like normal folks. Some of them reacted well to it. Some did not. I was just expecting that too.
Do you talk to them often?
Every couple months, I give them a phone call, see how they're doing.
Okay. Do they send you care packages at all?
Once in a while. I've gotten a couple so far.
Can you tell me what you do in the Army?
I'm the executive officer of a signal company.
Oh.
So I take care of a lot of the maintenance. What's that?
Oh, I just said that was really cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I take care of training resourcing, maintenance of our equipment, and other things that need to be taken care of for the companies to do their mission smoothly. So it's like, I guess, the equivalent of an assistant manager in
okay.
the civilian side.
Do you miss home at all?
No, I haven't been out here long enough to actually think I miss home. It's only been since February, so I haven't felt any homesickness.
Okay.
I do miss, like, Portillo's in Streamwood. That's pretty good.
Well, I can understand that. It's the little things, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I've interviewed some people in the Army before, and they said they really like the structure and the discipline of the military. Would you agree with that?
I appreciate the value in structure and discipline. Definitely a trait that's taught, and in our side of business, it's definitely an asset to have structure and discipline. It keeps people safe and focused on their job.
Okay. And then it's a 9-month tour. Do you plan on being in the Army for a long time? Is this what you want to do with your life, or is this just a temporary thing?
I think the next time I can consider leaving the Army would be 2016, 2017. But so far I'm enjoying it, and if I do get out, you know, there's things I can do outside of the Army. I mean, both sides look pretty promising. I don't have an issue with my future.
Okay. Do you plan on going back to school at all?
I have considered getting my master's.
Oh, you already have your bachelor's? What was your bachelor's in?
Well, all commissioned officers have a college degree, so that's the difference with that. So I have a degree in elementary education.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I can. I'm certified K through 9 so far in Illinois, but I've heard the standards have changed.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When I get back, I'm definitely going to have to see if my certificate's still valid.
And is that something that you would like to do if you weren't in the Army? You would like to be an elementary school teacher?
Yeah, definitely. It's been one of my things I wanted to do. What do you call them? Dream job?
What made you... What interested you about elementary education?
I like to see when people understand something, when you teach kids in particular, and once they understand a concept, their face just like gets like a light bulb in their head, and they instantly feel great about themselves learning something new. And you know, it's great to see people actually discovering new things on their own. Then they can apply it to other things that they deal with in life, and it just connects, and it's really rewarding to see that.
I'm writing all this down, sorry.
No, it's okay.
So what is the most valuable lesson you learned in the Army, or you discovered in the Army?
I'd say patience is a very good lesson to learn. You will be dealing with all kinds of people from many different backgrounds and lifestyles, and you have to be patient. You have to come up with different ways to approach problems and missions and people. So you've got to have patience.
Okay. Good lesson to learn.
I mean, you get that with kids, too. There's always at least 5 children who are especially needy. So it kind of connects with me.
So this is good training to have before going into elementary education? I mean, if you can handle being in the army in Kuwait, then a group of small children is nothing, right?
No, I've seen what kids can do if you don't have control. I think that would be harder than this.
Well, small children are unpredictable. So, yep. What advice would you have for someone considering going into the military?
I'd say do your research, talk to people who are in it, talk to your family.
Okay.
Really understand what to expect and what kind of sacrifices you'll be making to make that your goal.
Is the Army everything that you expected it would be, or was it a kind of expect the unexpected scenario?
Yeah, I'd say the latter. I definitely went into the Army not expecting too much. At some point, I thought it was going to be worse than it was, but it's been treating me pretty well.
And what is the biggest sacrifice you had to make?
My own sacrifices?
Yes.
I'd say my friends back in Streamwood. I'd say the family back in Streamwood. Just family, friends, possible career, you know, in a classroom. I had to give that up. You know, I'm missing out the experience my peers are having right now in a classroom. So the little sacrifices like that, I suppose I can say. I mean, you're also sacrificing weekends and nights if you have to.
So it's the little sacrifices that add up.
And then you start seeing more of that kind of stuff too as you think about it or as you keep going on. It's a very different structure than the normal world, so that's what I'm saying. You need to do some research before you get into it. Some people might have different priorities where they need their weekends or they need their family around, stuff like that.
Okay. So family, friends, I mean, I assume that you were very active with your friends in Streamwood High School. Did you have a lot of friends? I mean, I don't remember because we were in different grades, so...
You were, like, one class under me, right?
Yes.
2006? So you were friends with Dawn and...
Yes, I was. You remember Dawn Gearhart.
Dawn. Jennifer Nash, I remember.
I haven't talked to her since...
You graduated?
Yeah. Even before graduation, I had not spoken with her. Dawn, I know, is in Seattle. And she travels
really?
For work. Yeah. And
did you hang out with seniors at all?
Did I what?
Hang out with the seniors, the 2005 guys, like.
Not.
We had
really.
Caleb. We had.
Do you remember Annie Grimes?
Yes, she was a friend.
I did hang out with her a lot.
Huh.
She's actually an oncologist. She's a nurse working in the oncology unit at a local hospital, so.
Oh, that's very nice.
No, I think she got married, but I don't remember too much. We lost touch over the years. Do you keep in touch with most of the people in the academy?
Say again?
you keep in touch with most of the people in the academy?
No, I can't say I have, unfortunately.
Only a select few?
Yes, very, very few.
Did you like the experience overall?
Pardon?
Did you like the experience of being in the academy?
Yes. I liked how unique it was. It offered a lot. Although I heard it's gotten better, so that's the only way to go forward. So I'm happy that the program got stronger without us.
So have you already told your parents that you'll be coming home after 9 months? Are they already planning your return home?
No, they're not.
They're not? No big celebration? No, you know, huge block party?
I haven't talked to them in a while, so...
Okay.
That just reminded me maybe I should give them a call.
Do you have any siblings that, I mean, how did your siblings react when you told them that you were going into the Army?
When I was going in the Army?
Yeah.
I don't remember, but I believe my sister was supportive. Everybody was pretty supportive when I joined.
Okay. So I assume your parents were worried, but to have your friends and family be supportive, did that mean something to you? Did that encourage you to go forward?
Uh-huh. I could, yes. I agree.
Okay. Do you find that there's a lot of camaraderie in the Army?
Yep. Yes, I do.
we
work together all the time, so you know, we get to know each other pretty well.
As Mr. Vasolo used to say, familiarity breeds contempt. So you don't see any of that in the Army, or is it,
what did Mr. Vasolo say?
Familiarity breeds contempt.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. None of that in the Army. So it's kind of like Band of Brothers.
I haven't seen that show, so I can't compare.
Really? Mr. V showed it to us all the time.
Yeah, he didn't like my class very much. He even walked out on a strike, so, you know.
Oh, wow.
Apparently teachers walk out on their class.
I didn't know about
you don't
that.
Have to say that, though.
I won't. Don't worry. I won't say that. This is so weird. I had no idea that you were in the academy the year before me. Oh, wow. I do remember Mrs. Fralick walked out on your class once. I do remember that, but she also walked out on our class once. So it's
You did that, too. Seems like a trend.
Yeah. Well, you know, a rowdy group of teenagers would cause anyone to walk out on a class, I think. Did you go to middle school and elementary school in Streamwood as well?
I went to Taft Middle School.
Okay. What about elementary school?
I went to a school in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So that I moved to Streamwood for that middle school senior year, or high school years.
Do you still use your Japanese? Have you retained it at all?
Oh, I can still read it, but I don't think I can hold a conversation other than asking what time is it, how old are you, and yeah, it's gotten pretty rudimentary.
Do you remember?
I can count.
Oh, okay. Well, if you can count and you can read, that's all you really need to know in any language, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember a Christian Villegas?
Yeah, he was in DECA.
Oh, were you in DECA too?
No, I was not. I just remember it for some reason.
Christian and I are actually good friends, and he's in Japan right now teaching English.
Really?
Really.
That sounds awesome.
We keep in touch all the time. He actually just got a vacation from work. He went to Japan about a year ago, and he got a vacation from work and is now in Guam visiting his family. But he's been in Japan for about a year now, and he loves it.
I'm glad to hear that some people's passions in that Japanese class actually sprouted into something they can make a career out of.
Mm-hmm. His Japanese is fairly rudimentary as well, from what he tells me, but he's still very active in the school environment, and anytime there's a festival or a school function, he's there, so...
He's got to be modest at that point. I bet it's pretty good.
Yeah, he really likes the environment, and I'm not sure when he's coming back to the States, but he just got an extension on his contract. So, are there any lessons that you learned in the academy that you applied to the Army?
High school lessons?
In general, high school, academy, academic, non-academic?
I guess high school, you know, it taught you that hard work and dedication pays off. You know, we've had a lot of work in the academy, so those that didn't follow through with their work didn't see much of a reward at the end, but, you know, there's those that worked real hard, got into a good college or a good job afterwards, and, you know, it's all part of having a strong work ethic. I think that's what the academy did pretty well.
Okay, is there anything else that you would like to add that I maybe forgot to mention? Anything else that you'd like to tell the readers about being in Kuwait?
No, I can't think of anything else. Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for talking to me, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. You too. Small world.
Thanks.
That I talked to a fellow academy person.
That is a small world, indeed. I didn't expect you to be, you know, an academy alum.